T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Rob Brown Show. I am Carlos with a K filling in. If you heard any bit of CBS sports radio programming on a national level, you probably heard me. Whether it's the DA show in the morning, or Zach Gelb in the afternoons, or JR Sports Brief in the late afternoons, early morning, I guess. Even after hours with Amy Lawrence. I've done all those shows. In fact, I think about 2 weeks, I'll be on Maggie and Perloff. You know, assistant producing for them. So that'll be fun, but hopefully you have some sort of idea who I am. I've been here for a couple of times already. I love joining the Upstate any opportunity I get. So away we go. Happy dancing, everybody. Happy Friday as well. We made it. It is been a long work week. For me, I'm sure that it's been a long work week for everybody here. So, you know, well, let's get you nice and comfy for the next 2 hours. We'll take you to your lunch break or whatever it is that you're going to do at noon. And then you'll get tournament coverage following us for the rest of the day. Another full day of absolute madness. We've had two wild upsets already. We talked very briefly about one of them before we went to break. But I want to give it the time that it deserves because Lonzo, we are the exclusive home of Furman Paladin basketball. So why would you want to go anywhere else if you are a Furman fan or if you're just a fan of Cinderella's? Because let's make no mistake about it. Number 13 typically means you don't have a realistic chance to win, but you made the dance. You are one of 64. So you know what? If you make the tournament, it's a respectful season. But if you pull off a win, now you go from respectable season to, okay, now you're a respectable program, respectable team. Now you got people talking. And if you don't know what I'm talking about Furman versus Virginia. I want to play for you the last score in that game once again. Let me set it up for them, Alonzo. This is 2.4 seconds left. And Kaihi Clark, if I butchered your name, Mr. Clark, I'm sorry, but you might actually be happy that I did because now people can't Google you and see who you are. But he's getting trapped in the corner. And in Carlton Banks Fresh Prince fashion, you have to have seen the show to know what I'm talking about, but slow motion pass, does his little Kareem skyhook. I'm going to get this ball across midcourt, and we're going to kill these 2 seconds. We're going to win the game, says Virginia. Until Garrett Heehan says, nah, I'm going to snatch this. Here is that call courtesy of Westwood One and John Sadak.
Bounces back to Clark, 10 seconds. He is double. Slap that. Prayer pass picked off by Heehan. 5 seconds. Pegues, right wing for the win. And timeout, Virginia! A right wing three by J.P. Pegues after the team that never turns it over gives it away! And it's 68-67 Furman!
Virginia is one of the more disciplined schools in the country in terms of not turning the ball over, as you hear on the call with John Sadak. And what a boneheaded play. I'm sure you've seen it by now, but if not, it's on YouTube, it's on Twitter, it's on Instagram, I'm sure it's on ESPN somewhere. But the kid is getting suffocated. And I feel bad for him because he's a senior. I don't know if he's going to go do the grad school comeback and, like, loophole that the NCAA has where it seems like you can play for 8 years. That's an exaggeration, obviously. I don't know if that's going to be his final game, but, man, oh, man, that's, you feel for kids. Because at the end of the day, yes, this is high-pressure sports. There's billions of dollars that are going into this tournament. A lot of these kids aren't going to be professionals, though. These are just kids at the end of the day. These are college kids. So undoubtedly, you feel for them, even if you are a Furman fan and you're rooting against for Virginia with all your might. But we also get heroes made out of this. Pegues was 0 for 3 before that shot from behind the arc. But it doesn't matter. That sequence, he's 1 and 4, and that's the one that counts. Puts Furman up by 1. Virginia had a last-second desperation heave. Way off the mark, Furman advances. And you will find all of that coverage here as Furman takes on San Diego State, who beat Charleston yesterday. The start coverage tomorrow will start at 11:30. We are your exclusive home for Paladins basketball. So you'll get every single morsel and nugget of information here. And I'm excited. Now, do we have to temper expectations a little bit? How far can this team go? Now, Lonzo, I got another cut here for you. This is Bob Ritchie after the game where he told his team, let's not come in here with expectations.
Don't have any expectation of what this game's going to look like, okay? Just go out there and play the possession and understand there might be some discussion that, hey, we're going to have to crawl back from behind, but you know what? If we get a lead, that's going to be just as mental in that process to not worry about, hey, we got the clock needs to run. Like, you just have to stay in the moment. And, you know, I thought right there that celebration had me a little bit nervous. But fortunately, as the old ball coach used to say, the ball bounced our way tonight.
Indeed it did. Now, that was obviously in reference to yesterday's game. But a lot of what he said yesterday, Alonzo, a lot of that can be applied to the matchup going against San Diego State tomorrow. Don't come in with expectations. This is almost a really lazy a term. It's a cliche. But I'm going to use it here. Whereas you're playing with house money. Furman was a bit of a surprising pick that I looked at a lot of brackets, and there was a good deal of people that did have Furman yesterday compared to our next upset that we'll talk about in a little bit. But you're playing with house money. A lot of basketball, quote-unquote, experts had Virginia winning. And maybe we should have saw it because Virginia has been looking dog crap awful the last couple of years in the tournament. I believe these were the guys that got beaten by a 16 seed a couple years ago, if memory serves me. Lonzo, I'm not going to go into the X's and O's of Furman and San Diego State here, but is it crazy that I'm reconsidering my position and my expectations for this team that I may consider sprinkle a little bit of coin depending on what the spread looks like? Why not Furman in the Sweet 16?
You know, I think the matchup yesterday was a little more difficult than the matchup with San Diego State's going to be. So I think there's a better shot for Furman to win tomorrow than there was yesterday. And I listened to the majority of the game as I was doing my other work here at the building. And got down to 2 minutes, and it's like, yeah, I got to go in there and watch and listen. So I came in the studio as he hit that shot. And it's like, Brandon was in here running the game, and I'm like, dude, we just I mean, joy in the room because just – and shock. The fact that he threw that ball right to the Furman player, and it's and he made – and the shot was made. Just because you intercept that ball doesn't mean you're going to make that shot. It's all about high-pressure shots. That definitely was. And then they had to play some defense to since there was, I think, 2.2 seconds left after that shot, and they won the game. And it was this entire building, there's not too many people here, but everybody was going around and talking about it. So it was really cool.
So I'm looking at the line right here. I'm seeing San Diego favored by 5.5. I'll have to verify if that line has moved at all, but that's what I see. 5.5 is not a lot. Now, San Diego State, they're an elite defensive team. I will give them that. But Virginia was supposed to be a really good defense, too. The thing with San Diego State is they'll go through scoring droughts just like Virginia. So there's a case to be made that Furman, who has one of the highest efficient offenses in the country, can put up some points tomorrow. But I'm going to respectfully say this. Virginia blew the game. They had the lead. They had the possession. They just needed to kill the time. They were 2 seconds away from winning. Heads up play by Furman. Obviously a 3-point dagger to ice it. But Virginia still even then had a shot. I am not going to pick San Diego State. But I'm not going to pick Furman either. I think I'm just not going to touch this game. If you want to have some fun, though, 5.5 is a pretty low number. Maybe take Furman on the money line. I'm not going to touch it because what do I know? I'm a hack. I bet against Furman. But I'm excited to see if Furman plays well. And obviously, if they get into the Sweet 16, this could be one of the massive stories in March Madness recent history. Let's go to the other upset of the day because it would be malpractice if I don't talk about it. Because not to be outdone, an Ivy League school in Jersey made the second upset. And this one is by far the biggest upset in a long time. And there is no, like, great play. There's no heads up like Furman had. There is really wasn't a lot of action toward the end of the game. In fact, here's one of the last scores that you can get courtesy of Westwood One. This is Ryan Racky on NCAA Radio Network.
Bounces and drops in. And that may be it. One more free throw for a Womo, but it's already a two-possession game. The Wildcat players are stunned. Absolutely stunned.
Now, that is the sound of Princeton. They are the Ivy League school, ranked number 15th seed, playing against the number 2 seed, Arizona. And why is Arizona stunned? Because the Wildcats went freezing cold from the field in the final 4 minutes and 43 seconds. Lonzo, they went 0-7. Nobody. And I mean absolutely nobody in the Rob Brown Show Bracket Challenge picked Princeton to beat Arizona. But here is the final call of that game, courtesy of Westwood One.
The horn is going to sound. The Princeton Magic is alive and well. The Princeton Tigers upset Arizona. 15 over a 2, 59-55 is the final score. The Tigers will advance to the second round.
And there you have it. A 15 beats a 2, and this is why people go ape stuff over the tournament. Lonzo, this morning, while I was on the train stuck and upset, I was like, let me kind of prep for the show. I literally went bracket for bracket in the Rob Brown Show challenge here. Nobody, including me, including you, nobody had Princeton going. Nobody had Princeton winning against Arizona. They flamed brackets everywhere.
Yeah, there's probably, Princeton people probably picked them, or maybe they didn't. By the way, your guest has finally gotten back to us. Should I tell him next segment?
Do we want to just call an audible, bring him now? You know what?
We can go to break now and get him in the next segment. I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah, we do have a special guest.
I would like to make him wait just because, you know,
let's let this Princeton thing marinate. Our guest, we'll get him on in a couple minutes. But yeah, nobody, again, I went bracket for bracket over here, and I will update the good folks here on the update of the standings for the Rob Show Bracket Challenge. Rob and I are neck and neck. Again, this is a microcosm of the fact that college basketball experts, quote-unquote, don't know diddly squat. We don't know anything. Rob Brown, who is the host of this show, has 10 correct picks so far. And that gives him a 10-point, I guess, 10 points, and you can get a max of 172 for his bracket going forward. So he can't score more than 172 if he hits every single pack, every single pick, rather, correctly. I also have a max of 172. I also have 10 points. Literally, our names are right next to each other on this bracket challenge. We are in this group. We are ranked 26 out of 45.
Wow. Hey, look at number five. Look who's tied for fifth.
So I was going to get there.
Who would that be?
So I was going to get there. Thanks for completely stealing my thunder. There's a little bit of showmanship, Lonzo, that I'd like to give to everybody here. All right, there's a way to do things. I'm trying to be entertaining, but no. You just want to be like a typical man.
Yeah, I mean,
you want to jump right into it with my socks still on.
Carlos, I just want to tell you this. I don't steal thunder. It's my thunder. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, thank you, Odin. Number five in our bracket challenge here, who can only get a max of 182. So careful. You're playing with fire there, Mr. Thunder God. Lonzo is tied for fifth place with 12 points, 12 correct picks. So right now, you have your moment in the sun, Lonzo. You are our resident college basketball genius. Do you want to take your lap now, or do you want to wait for the next segment? Tell me what you want.
I definitely want to bring it up in the next segment, without a doubt. Or you know what? Maybe someone else will. We'll see.
Here is Princeton head coach Mitch Henderson talking about the win yesterday against Arizona.
We were down the whole game. That was awesome. I thought it was going to be improbable, and they're so good, Arizona. I'm just so proud of Tosan and his teammates.
Is Sean Miller still coaching at Arizona? Because what the hell was that? Arizona looked like dog poo. And it's extremely upsetting. See, I wasn't that mad about the Furman pick. I really wasn't. Because, again, I had Virginia getting knocked out in the round of 32. Arizona, on the other hand, I had these bums in the final four, which is why I can only get a max of 172 points. Arizona, you stink. You lost to future senators and 500 Fortune CEOs. You lost to kids that are going to be Cape Cod vacationing, that have homes on Nantucket Island. You should be embarrassed. You should be ashamed. And I will never again, ever again, pick Arizona in a bracket challenge. I feel like a complete schmuck that my Final Four prediction is already garbage. But Lonzo, I for one, I'm an agent of chaos. I like anarchy. If you're going to lose, lose big. So good for you, Arizona. You deserve that L. Hold that. Take it. And I'm excited to see what other upsets we're going to get. Because I have an upset, a pick for later on today. I will tell you what that pick is later on in the show. But first, let's go ahead and pay some bills. Let's go to break. The special guest is coming up. It's Lonzo. It's Carlos with a K. It's the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Rob Brown Show. I'm Carlos with a K, filling in for Rob, who's on vacation. But you still got Lonzo, so we have some semblance of a normal functioning program here. And appreciate everybody checking in, whether you're in your homes, in your cars, wherever you are. If you're listening on that free Odyssey app, we greatly welcome you here, you know, to our humble abode. We've been talking about March Madness, but we're going to switch gears for a little bit because we do have a special guest. I did promise you in the last hour that I was going to bring somebody on. I want to talk a little bit more about this Furman game here. So, without further ado, he is number one in your hearts, but actually number 26 in the standings in the Rob Brown Show Bracket Challenge here. Ladies and gentlemen, joining the Rob Brown Show, it's Rob Brown.
Rob. Carlos with a K. I have to apologize. I thought I was going to be ready at 10, but I had to take four subway trains. Then I couldn't get a cab. I had to rent a bike to get back on my own show, man. It's chaos. I don't know how anybody could get through this.
So let me tell you, as you were talking about this, I'm like, oh, you're actually being serious until you said the bike. And that's what I was like, all right, you lost me. You were paying attention, though. See, you're trying to boost your own ratings at like the mad genius that you are, which is phenomenal. Rob, before
my ratings every day, it just doesn't work all the time.
You got to tell more people to just leave the radio on in the background. That's what I do. I'm like, listen, if you don't actually want to listen, just put the frequency dial in the right place and have it on, all right? We got to pay these advertisers somehow. Or rather, we got to get these advertisers to pay us somehow. Let's sucker them in a little bit more.
We got to pay around here as the invoices from these fill-in New York City hosts who step in and then send us hostage notes for payment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't play around when it comes to my money. But, Rob, I hope that you've been enjoying your trip to New York so far. We'll get into it a little bit more. But, obviously, the lead story for us here has been the upset of Furman over Virginia. Lonzo, can I get that call one more time, please?
Bounces back to Clark. 10 seconds. He is double. Slap that. Prayer pass. Picked off by Heed. 5 seconds. Pegues, right wing for the win. Yes! 2.2. And timeout, Virginia. A right wing three by J.P. Pegues. After the team that never turns it over gives it away, and it's 68-67 Furman.
Once again, that call is courtesy of John Sadak in the Westwood One. And Rob, I got to ask you, did you have a chance to see the game live?
I will tell you, Carlos, I watched about the last 3 minutes. We are obviously up here on vacation, and we were down at the Chelsea Market, I think it's called, and jumped into an Uber to take back to the hotel because we were kind of off the schedule a little bit, and checked on the CBS app, was watching the score. And it was like, when the last time I checked, Furman was like down 12 at the half, and Virginia had the momentum. We get back in the car, and all of a sudden, it's a 2-4-point game. So we put on the game on my phone and just watched the last minute and a half of it. And, you know, it's really interesting because I broke the game down on Friday and I said, look, it comes down to this. Furman can score with anybody in the country. Slauson, Bothwell, Pegues, these are three of the best scorers that nobody talks about. They can put up points with anybody. The problem is Virginia doesn't turn the ball over and they control the pace. And how ironic was it, Carlos, that for the last 4 or 5 minutes of that game, Furman controlled the pace, and how ironic was it that the one thing I said was going to give Virginia the win, that is not losing the ball. It was a turnover that doomed them. And by the way, the rocks on J.P. Pegues to knock in that dagger. What a throw.
Yeah, for sure. And I mentioned it. He was 0-for-3 before that shot, but it's the 1-for-4 that counts that gets Furman ahead to face San Diego State tomorrow. Before I get into switch gears here, how do you like their chances against San Diego State tomorrow?
I mean, better than I did against Virginia, right? I mean, Virginia was a team that I honestly thought they probably could have been up a little bit higher as maybe a 3 seed in that. You get them as the you get them where you get them. It's a good Virginia team. San Diego State is against College of Charleston. I actually picked that as an upset. I got my upsets backwards, right? Like I picked College of Charleston to upset San Diego State. I picked Virginia to squeeze by Furman. I got them backwards. It's the Aztecs that move on. But again, I think Furman has, up until they run against the biggest of big dogs, right? Until you catch a Kansas or a Houston, I think Kansas against any team that's a 5 seed or lower, excuse me, Furman against any team that's a 5 seed or lower gives themselves a great chance. They've got speed on the outside. They can obviously shoot the ball well when they're having an on day. Now, they every now and then have a game where nobody can make a bucket, and that creates a problem for you. But that wasn't the problem yesterday. And even if you have a guy like J.P. Pegues going 0-for-4 from deep, you've got Slauson, you've got Bothwell, you've got Garrett Heen on the inside that can kind of make up for that if somebody's having a bad day on the outside. Furman has so many options and is so good at controlling the pace. They should have every bit the chance against SDSU that they had against Virginia, if not a better one, to be honest.
Yeah, and we'll have full coverage of that starting tomorrow at 11:30, so you're not going to want to go anywhere here in the Upstate. Before I let this man take his victory lap, Rob, have you seen the standings for our bracket challenge here?
Listen, Carlos, it's a marathon, not a sprint. A lot of guys come out hot out of the gate, and they're gonna flop. You know what I mean? Like they're gonna gas themselves going. You can ask. It's like a Royal Rumble. Ask Lonzo. You can enter at one and win, but you gotta pace yourself. You come in, you get gassed fighting 1 through 5. It's all about longevity down the stretch. I would like to point out that I believe all four of my Final Four are still dancing. No Arizona in it for me. So plenty of time for Rob Brown to come back with his Jedi powers and win this thing. Don't you worry about old Rob Brown with an R.
All right. Here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the high road because that's what I do. Because, you know, I am...
is it?
I am the ray of sunshine on this program. So I'm carrying the show right now, and I'm sure Rob's going to catch back up in the next round, and he and I together can defeat everybody else in this bracket. But for right now, I am in fifth place, so I'm up there. I'm holding it down for the show. I'm holding it down for the show, and we'll see. What my Final Four is still intact, by the way, also. So we'll see what happens.
I like it, Lonzo. I like it. But let's so Carlos with a K, just so Lonzo doesn't give you the wrong impression. Lonzo, what was it you were telling me on – on Wednesday before I left, I believe you had something about if I beat you and then you just wouldn't finish that sentence.
Well, it really comes down to this. If I am having to carry the show, it's pretty sad because I'm not a big basketball guy and you are. That's all. I mean, you know.
The Final Four, the March Madness tournament, Carlos with a K, you're a sports guy. Sincere question. Have you ever outright won a bracket challenge? Because I feel like this might be the only event that we do that the more you know about basketball, the more of a hindrance it is when it comes to picking the bracket.
Oh, 1,000%. I can tell you, I've been doing brackets for close to 20 years. I have not won one. Not a single one.
I have lost to Kelly from trafficking. I have lost to Bob from accounting. I have lost to everybody in the game. In fact, Carlos with a K, you may or may not have caught me saying this. The Lady Friends bracket is in our bracket contest this year as well. And I'm relatively sure she's going to beat me at some point. I've lost to everybody you can lose to in Picking Brackets. I really feel it's the only sports prognostication event that we participate in where the more you know about the basketball, the harder it gets to pick brackets and be correct. I've never won one. I'm coming for blood this year.
By the way, really quick, she's in 15th place. So there you go.
So I'm third out of my own trio here, is what you're telling me.
Yes, you are. You are.
Hot start to the day, Lonzo. It's early. It's early.
I mean, I'm at 5. She's at 15. You're at 26, dude. 26.
Hey, the good news is that you're tied with me, and I already have a Final Four team out. But the bad news is you have two Elite Eight teams that are out. So we might kind of cancel each other out a little bit there. It's interesting because today is going to be moving day. These standings are going to dramatically change. So we're going to see if Lonzo continues his victory lap into the weekend or if he has to eat a little bit of crow, which I'm expecting more of the latter than I am the former.
Well, all I can say is I will be back on Monday, and Carlos with a K, you will have a good indication of what Lonzo's mood is going to be based not only on how his bracket finishes out today, but how mine does as well.
All right, I just want to say, if mine does really bad, I won't be here all week next week. I will just take the entire week off.
What a hack.
Because that's how hurt I will be.
Or it has that's nothing fair. To do with the pre-planned that. Vacation that you already have, right?
Hey, man, come on.
Joining us on the Rob Brown Show is Rob Brown. Let's get to the heart of the matter here. Rob, how's New York so far?
It's great, man. I love it. Yesterday we got here at the butt crack of dawn, about 6 hours before we were allowed to check in. So we put, 4 miles under our boots yesterday walking around. We did the Chelsea Market, as we talked about earlier. That was a nice little place. I had no idea that was a thing. We did the Intrepid Museum and the Space Shuttle Pavilion, which is, if you're a nerd like me, getting to walk up and touch a space shuttle is kind of a very, very cool thing. We did a couple of different bites to eat here and there, but today is the big day. Got a brunch scheduled here in a little while, going uptown for the St. Patrick's Day Parade here in just a little while. So I'm glad I got to talk to you before we started doing the St. Patrick's Day celebrations instead of afterwards, Carlos, because it might have been a very different radio segment.
Let me tell you this real quick. The Intrepid Air and Space Museum, I just went for the first time 2 weeks ago, and I live here. So the very fact that you came here and that's one of the first sites that you stopped off with just tells you how much of an embarrassment I am to New York that I have barely been able to get there and outpace you in your one of your very few times up here. Did you do the 3D experience at the museum?
We did not. We did not, primarily because at that point of the day, we were kind of on the clock about getting back here to get into the hotel, get everything settled. And on top of that, Carlos with a K, I'm not going to lie, we left the house yesterday morning at about 4 a.m. And did not have a place to sit down available until about 4 in the p.m., and at that point, your boy was just like ready to get off his fat behind and just sit for a minute. We did some dinner last night. Did some dinner on what do they call it? Restaurant Row. Food was very, very good. And then came back here, and my fat behind went to bed for about 12 straight hours before we got rolling this a.m.
Is Carmine still on the menu?
I am gonna tell you, I made a grave mistake. I thought I had booked it for Saturday. I actually have booked a different restaurant for Saturday before. We're seeing Phantom of the Opera before it leaves Broadway in a couple weeks. That was the lady friend's Christmas gift surprise, was I'm taking her to see the Phantom. And I thought I had booked Carmine's, but I actually booked another restaurant that's like one block away, whose name I just completely blanked on, or else I'd get your thoughts. We might hit Carmine's on Sunday before we come back. And Carlos, I expect a lecture for the decision of, do I order pizza or classic Italian when we go there?
Okay, so I prefaced this with Lonzo yesterday saying that if pizza's on the menu, it's fair game. I'm not going to rake you over to Kohl's if you order pizza there. But you should order other things. I'm pulling up the menu right now, but before I do this, which location are you going to? Because that dictates the experience that you're going to have.
We will be going to the location that is close to Broadway. I know they
okay,
have
so
one.
Okay, so that's the Times Square address. One.
Yes, the Times Square one, right.
All right, so listen, the food will be serviceable. It'll be good. It's just, you know what, there's one on the Upper West Side that I'm a little bit more partial to, but Chicken Franchise is a go-to for me anytime I do Italian. If you see it on the menu, you take it and you run. I'm looking here trying to see what else they have in terms of options. Listen, the chicken parmigiana is going to be an excellent choice if you go to. So Chicken Franchise is typically a lemon kind of buttered chicken. They call it chicken scallopini here. So that's, don't look for Franchise, look for chicken scallopini. Trust me, I'm going to text this to you, but you are going to go over the moon once you have it. It is a very, it's not a dry bird. It's a wet cutlet. It's smothered lemon and garlic butter, and it puts some greens on there. I can't believe we're talking about this in the fan upstate, but this is the type of programming that we have here at the Rob Brown Show, especially when Rob Brown himself joins us.
Carlos, listen, first off, nothing is ever off limits on this show. It is both the blessing and the curse of this show itself. Second off, you made one grave mistake yesterday, young man, and that was you gave me your phone number to text you with questions as the rest of this trip goes. You have just become my unofficial Yelp advisor. So expect plenty more over the days. But no, man, it's going to be a good time. We are, as a matter of fact, the late friend sitting here in front of me getting her makeup on. We got a brunch scheduled here in just a couple of minutes. Then we have got the St. Patrick's Day Parade, followed by where are we going? Where are we going tonight? Oh, the Hard Rock for some Irish rock and roll tonight.
There you go.
The night. It's going to be a busy day. So listen, Carlos, when you get done, if you'll take four or five subway buses, maybe run a bike, come down to Times Square, come find us, I'll buy you a beer.
I was just going to ask you, how many adult beverages will be consumed today?
I can walk back to my hotel, so at least one. How about that? I'll leave it vague and open-ended, but I can walk back to my hotel. I'll let that dictate your answer.
Say no more. When I get out of here, I'll reach out to you. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Rob Brown joining us on the Rob Brown Show. Enjoy the rest of your time, and I mean this seriously. No gimmicks, no gimmicks here, none of that stuff. If you have any questions, anything that you want my thoughts on, I'm happy to point you in the right direction. I wish I knew that you were going to be coming up here sooner, quite honestly, because I understand that you are a faithful D-Alien.
I am. Listen to D-A every single morning before I'm on the way in, absolutely.
I will make it a point the next time that you are up here. I obviously will have to talk to him first, but I would love to have DA meet you, and you guys could kind of have a little jam session and, you know, and take it from there. DA is a really good dude. I can't believe I'm offering out his services, so to speak. I'm sure this will make sound check if Mraz is nearby, but the whole crew, they're really good dudes. I always find it a pleasure to work on that show. I'd love for you to come up here and check out the set every so often.
Well, I love the city. I would absolutely love to make that happen, predominantly because I don't know, Carlos, who it was that last week, when talking about Aaron Rodgers, one of the underlings said, "Aaron Rodgers stinks. I don't want him on my team."
Without hearing the audio, I can tell you right now, that's Pete the Body.
I was 90% sure it was Pete the Body, and while I am just a grizzled old veteran who's got no need to scrap, I was ready to fight Pete the Body because, come on, dude, really? Like, really? Seriously? For real?
So,
come on,
Pete,
man.
Pete is a very enigmatic individual. I love Pete. He obviously, I have to. He makes my schedule, so he kind of dictates how often I'm here or not. So, Pete, if you're listening, you're the man.
So Pete is me.
Essentially, Pete is definitely you, but Pete is also one of those miserable New York fans where he is a fan of the Mets, the Jets. I don't know if he's a Net or a Knicks fan. I have to figure out.
So basically what you're saying, Carlos, is he's not a fan of happiness and joy and enjoyment.
Right, he enjoys clouds where everybody enjoys sunshine. He likes rain. You know, I'm sure he's the one dude who's rooting for snow. I don't know why everything revolves around weather right now, but yeah, when it comes to your sports fandom, it's more like, they take joy out of saying how much their team sucks as opposed to embracing the winning.
Yeah, I caught that. I did have to laugh quite a bit when he said, "Rodgers stinks, I don't want him on my team." And I just went, dude, like, I don't know which team in New York you're a fan of. It's still not a great sentence. It's still not a great thought. So either way, yeah, we'll be back up here again soon. Really, really love it, and I'd love to come by. And obviously, like I said, sincerely, you get a chance later down in Times Square, come holler at us, big dog.
All right, before all these pleasantries are over, because we have to take a break, I just want to point out one more time that I'm number 5 in the bracket. That's it. That's I just want to say, number 5.
Well, right, I haven't told you how much I miss you. Have I made that clear yet?
I guarantee as you look around and you see things nerdy, you think of me.
I did yesterday pass a store full of nuts. It was a store dedicated solely, entirely, and only to Japanese import of, like, toys and comic books and stuff. And I thought Lonzo would lose his mind right now.
You know what? I'm going to enjoy a nice icy cold Sapporo later. I know this is St. Patrick's Day, but I love me a nice Sapporo. With that, let's go ahead and pay some bills. Rob, you enjoy the rest of New York. I'll make it a point to link up with you sometime before you head out. And we'll make this DA thing happen, even if I have to force DA to do it.
I love it, buddy. I love it. Enjoy the rest of the show. Everybody else home, I'll see you guys on Monday.
There you have it. It's Rob Brown joining the Rob Brown Show. Let's go ahead and pay some bills, Lonzo. On the other side, I might get divorced. I'll tell you exactly why when we come back here on the Fan Upstate. So I want to let everybody know that I've been forgetting about those little rejoins that have my name on it. I was just about to step on my very own name. Welcome to the Rob Brown Show. I'm Carlos with K, filling in. In the last segment, we had Rob Brown joining us, so I hope everybody enjoyed that. But it's time for you to get on the conversation here. It's 844-FAN-PHONE. It's 843-6-3663. Of course, you could use the preferred home services text line at 71307, keyword fan, followed by your message. We had a couple of texts that come in so far. One fan wrote, I have 12 right so far on the ESPN bracket challenge. I need to get on the CBS one. Hashtag TX experience and hashtag go Gators. Lonzo, I mean, I might not be the college basketball savant that I am heralded to be as, but Florida didn't make the tournament, right?
You could still rep your team. I mean, even if your team is not very good, I mean, you can still rep them.
No. I need everybody within the sound of my voice to hear me and heed my words here. If your team is not in, shh, just quietly. Just give it a couple weeks. Then you let the fandom pop up. You didn't make the tournament, you can't root. So all you Clemson fans who were talking about you got snubbed, well, you lost your matchup in EINIT, so I don't want to hear about snubs. You pipe down for a couple weeks and let the big dogs play.
Wow, pipe down. So you're not one of those guys who tell people how to be a fan, are you? Because, you know...
I will not pull a Mark Ryan fan card here.
Well, you said it, not me. Be the kind of fan you want to be. That's what it is. It's fanatic. You be fanatical however you want to be. Just don't hurt nobody.
I love Mark. There are some rules, and he knows because we've gone at it on the national level. I'm like, no, what are you talking about? Like, does your team choose you or do you choose your team? I think he's absolutely psychotic anytime he does that. But again, he's one of my closest buddies here, so I will defend him tooth and nail. But no, I absolutely am disgusted with some of his takes here.
Well, he is my absolute rival in life, but you know, and I'm not,
there you go. Listen, everybody needs one.
I'm going to keep pushing this. He's going to act like I'm not his rival, but I am. So, I mean, you know, we'll smile and be cordial, but if
everybody has a rival. Even Maggie Simpson has that baby with the one eyebrow.
Yeah, can't stand that baby. So, I mean, you know, if you get a chance to one-up a guy, and I think Mark roots for Florida, just saying.
Yeah, so that's why I was thinking, was it Mark that just texted in? Other texter writes in, defense wins championships? Question mark. Asking for a friend, signed Virginia Cavaliers. Very nice. And the best part of the whole Furman story yesterday was that the... Oh, God, come on. Your message cut off here. So I apologize, texter. Reach back out to me. And see if
you know, I'm just going to guess that they're going to talk about the FU chant getting on Jimmy Fallon last night.
Phenomenal.
Without me looking at it, I think that's where they were going. I'm pretty good at that kind of stuff, and I think that's where they're going. And, yes, it got on there last night. So
very quickly, because I know we got a couple seconds before the back time music starts here. I might get divorced because of the World Baseball Classic. Puerto Rico beat the Dominican Republic. Everybody knows that Edwin Diaz got hurt at celebrating in the dog pile, which I think we got to do something about the dog pile celebrations because baseball players are like glass. They can just break easily. But tonight, Puerto Rico versus Mexico, 7 o'clock, I believe it will be on FS1. Marcus Stroman takes the hill for Puerto Rico. Julio Urias takes the mound for Mexico. I am Puerto Rican. My wife is Mexican. She's listening right now. Daisy, I love you, but you're going down. I don't want to hear this. We're going to order Mexican food. We're going to have Modelo's, and I'm just going to rub it in your face that all this Mexican goodness surrounds me as my team whips that ass tonight at the World Baseball Classic. We'll dive into it a little bit more. Let's recap a little bit of March Madness for today coming up, and we'll talk some ins and outs for the rest of the show. It's Carlos with a K and Lonzo on the Rob Brown Show. You're listening to the Fan Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.